Our first trilogy guest tonight, Father Andrew Wingate. We will talk with him about his prophecies on Coast to Coast AM. Father Andrew Wingate, a spiritual director, he has traveled the world studying, examining the many mystics who have been publishing private revelations concerning end times. He's with us this hour on Coast to Coast. Father Andrew, where have you been?
I've been here.
It's good to, you know, somebody had sent me an email about a year and a half ago that I checked out, obviously. They said that you had passed on and joined the hereafter, and I went, no, he knows what the other side is, but I think he's still breathing.
So, guys, I wish sometimes.
Yeah, it's good to know you're here. TrumpetersMission.com, still the website?
Still is.
Okay, great. What's new with you?
Well, just got out of a lawsuit, we were able to get it all taken care of. And we are now coming out of our winter, and we just had, hopefully our last blizzard. And we just start over, get ready for some spring planting, and try to keep on going.
I got to tell you, since the last time you were on the program, so many things, Father, have changed, have happened. Absolutely unbelievable as we get close to, and I've never had an opportunity to talk with you about 2012. We talked a lot about end times, of course, but do you have any thoughts about that, the Mayan calendar date of 2012?
I keep telling people that it's a, I look at it as a target type of date. And the reason for that is because God's mercy changes many things, and it brings things closer. It puts things further away. So the 2012, I really think that there are some major events that are going to occur, but it's not the culmination of everything that I think so many people might be thinking, because there still has to be a many years reign of the Antichrist. That's supposed to be close to 7 years. There has to be the time for the invasion of the United States that will be occupied for about 6-7 months. And then there will be a temporary peace before the Antichrist actually takes his reign, and then we have the Third World War.
And a lot of people may be confusing 2012 and end times. These are truly two different events.
Mm-hmm. The end times itself, which I keep trying to tell people, is those final events that actually change the whole face of the earth and change society completely. And those are actually, in my mind, the way I categorize it, as being those events of which, when the final real battle between good and evil comes, and that is the end times.
And
we're just on the road to it, right?
We're on the road. How close down the path, though, are we?
If we were in a 100-year period time period, let's put it that way.
Okay.
And being to where the year 100 would be when the Antichrist is defeated, let's put it at that, then I would say we're at 80, 85.
Well, that's pretty close, Father.
Statistically, 85 is a very good way of looking at it. I hope people don't take this as being saying, okay, here is more scare tactics, because the only reason why I think anyone should be afraid is if they're not leading the kind of life that makes it to where if they were to die right now or tomorrow, they'd have a reason to be afraid.
Yeah, if they've done something wrong or if they're evil, they're the ones that should be concerned.
Well, I every night, my last act, what I do every night, is I say my Divine Mercy Chaplet, asking God for His mercy, because I know I do little things, and I do small things through omission. I do small things just through frustration. through fatigue and so on. I'm not talking about the things where you do them consciously. I'm going to do such and such. I know this is wrong, and I'm not going to, and I will do it. I'm not talking about those things. I'm talking about little things that are just through, like I said, fatigue, frustration, and so on, that have offended somebody, hurt someone's feelings, things like that, which I regret, and I don't want to have that even on my conscience. We should not be thinking that, well, I didn't kill anybody. I haven't robbed a bank. I haven't participated in this major swindle or something like that. We should be thinking completely at where Scripture says, it doesn't matter how many gifts you have, how many graces you've got, or, and you know, you may have the kind of faith of like St. Peter. You could move mountains. But if you're not charitable, that means nothing.
And you know what concerns me now, Father, is, you know, we look at a case like in Alabama where this individual goes crazy, kills all these people, and then commits suicide, you know, and he's been laid off from his job. Everything goes wrong for him. He can't handle it. And then he goes off this way. I'm concerned that a lot of people are so stressed right now that anything could happen. For the benefit of new people who join us, and they're just picking your name up right now for the first time, we've talked with you about prophecy in the past. Tell us how this comes to you.
Well, did you do you recall a report on the Fox News just about 10 days ago where they were talking about a Soviet historian who...
Yes.
Told them about how the United States is ready for the picking.
Right. It's going to chop itself up and everything else.
But he also said something that wasn't put. I contacted Bishop, I know, in Russia, and he said they're being told to have their military on high alert very nonchalantly to be ready so that they can take advantage of any troubles that come in the United States.
Because of the economy right now?
Anything.
Ah.
Anything.
I wouldn't doubt that.
Now, remember when I was talking about the sequence of events about the economy, and I said, first, watch what happens. It will start in Japan. And it did.
And it did.
Japan is going into a terrible depression.
They're in worse shape than we are right now.
And then I said, watch when gold goes over $1,000 an ounce. And it did.
Yep.
Okay, now, it's going to do it again, too. So then I told him, watch what happens in the banks. And, people are seeing how it's the greed that is actually tearing our whole economy apart. It does go back to where everyone wants satisfaction now. They want their rewards now. And that is going to be recognized through economy, but we're seeing the moral effect that it's having on society. Our country is in bad, bad shape. Whereas if you look at so many African countries and see how they are just economically, but morally very well, their economical state is our moral state.
Now, we've got, obviously, a lot of good people in this country.
Obviously.
They care about people, everything else. Are there enough of them to fight what could be this potential evil that will try to bring us down?
Yes, but that's what it will take. See, the thing is, evil is doing such a good job of trying to convince everyone that evil is good. To the point of where an awful lot of people really couldn't tell you what morality is. A lot of people could not give you a clear definition of pornography. A lot of people really would not be able to tell you that a certain crime is really a crime as long as it's not affecting them. Only to the point of where it's... So many people want to turn their backs and not see it coming. And this is what's going to happen is it's going to finally hit us so hard, people will finally see it, they'll have to finally face up to it and fight it. And remember, I've told you, it's going to be just very, very much like that the movie The Red Dawn.
Yeah.
They're going to come in so quick. We're in the very opening part of the movie, the people are just standing there and looking and saying, what is this? They see people with foreign uniforms, weapons, killing people, and they're sitting there scratching their head saying, what's going on? That's the state of which we are in right now. People are not alert. The Texas governor asked the president 3 weeks ago for 10,000 troops to help him guard the Rio Grande border. 10,000 armed troops.
And that may not even be enough.
No. And he wanted a reserve of 20 to 30 more if he needed them. People don't understand.
Now, is this prophecy or is this your instincts based on fact out there?
This is just the facts that's on the news. People just do not pay attention and watch what is happening, what's happening around us. Just two nights ago on the news, they showed the weapons that are being smuggled from Texas into Mexico. And they showed so many cases,
yeah,
thousands of automatic weapons.
It's crazy. Somebody's making a lot of money on this, Father.
Well, there's going to be a civil war, which I had already predicted several years ago, coming in Mexico very soon, to the point where we're going to have armed troops on the border. And in part to defend us from their civil war.
When you saw the vision of an invasion, and if I recall, you saw a lot of people being a lot of troops being parachuted down into this country and everything else. But you said it was only about 6 months of occupation.
Yeah.
What happens? How do we get rid of them? How do we get them out?
Well, what actually happens is when that invasion to our country comes, there will be the invasion of other countries also. There will be many border wars in Europe and in Eurasia and Africa. So what's actually going to happen is that's when you've heard about the Great Warning. And this is when George Washington referred to as the voice of God stopping all wars. And that's actually what will happen, is that warning will come from God to stop all wars. And the actual invaders will just lay down their weapons. All wars around the world will just stop.
And out they go.
No, they really, some will, but some will stay. And the United States will start rebuilding. The other countries will start rebuilding. And about 10 months later, there will be a sign from God letting mankind know he has to change. Now, it will be within a year from that time that the Antichrist raises up and tries to take credit for all the supernatural things that happened. And that's when he will very quickly call all the leaders of the world together in New York. And they will all be assassinated at one time in the UN building. And he the leaders of seven nations, will then try to then go ahead and take over all the world. And so with these sequence of events occurring where it takes so many months for one thing to occur and so many other months for things to occur, you go and you look at the year 2012, and then all you can think of is, well, there is a major event. But that's not the great catastrophes, because we still have the comet that's going to strike the Earth towards the end of these times, with Planet X coming into our solar system. There's so many of these things, and what most people do is they say, this is too much. This is just too much information.
Right, they can't handle it.
Yeah, you're talking about doom and doom. What am I supposed to do, get a bomb shelter? No, what you're supposed to do is start being a good person. and start telling the government no. The president just signed behind closed doors today the biggest waste of earmarks.
Yep, 8,000 of them, right? 8,000 projects.
No more. And then he goes and signs the billions of dollars in waste. And he says, well, next time I'll take care of it. We already know he's a liar. We already know he has no intention of correcting the situation, because it hasn't been 6 months and he's already gone back on his word. A major thing. The next thing is he's now signing the approval for stem cell research. Now, it's not so much that stem cell research is such a terrible thing. It's the research using the embryos.
See, the people I've talked to say we can use adult stem cells, we don't need embryos, and we could get a better.
We can use the cells coming from the umbilical cord.
Yeah.
Those stem cells. But what people don't understand is abortion is a great, great atrocity. And it isn't a matter of whether it's saying keep your laws off my body or this or that. It's murder is murder. You know, God wrote 10 commandments, not 10 suggestions. And this is why I'm saying the majority of the population has got the word. They don't know how to define morality.
When you are out in public and people come up to you, when they hear you, when they know who you are, what's their biggest concern? What's their biggest moment of fright, I guess?
They actually say their biggest first question is, what can we, or what should I do? Okay? And there's two ways of looking at it. One is you can look at it and say, well, here are a sequence of events that I can't change. I can help affect the people around me by my actions and my example, but I can't change these events that are coming. So how do I respond to that? Do I respond to it by running and hiding? Do I respond to it by stocking up weapons, which I don't encourage? How do I respond to it? And this is what most people are asking. I keep telling them, the first thing you have to do is get yourself right. Very first thing. Every single person needs to do that, no matter what. The next thing is you have to really ask God to lead you. Say, Lord, if you want me to do such and such, open that door for me, and I'll go through it.
Are these things that will be or might be?
Will be. These will be.
Are they changeable?
No.
They're not.
They are only the degree of severity is changeable. But these civil unrest are coming. They're coming.
Well, we can see it. We can feel it right now. It's unfortunate, but I think a lot of it's coming from frustration.
Yeah.
A lot of it is coming from events as well, but you can feel it. And you've been saying this for years now.
China and the Soviet Union still intend on conquering us.
So you don't trust them?
No. Gosh, no. No, no. The communism is not dead. The Soviet Union is not dead.
Father, we're going to take questions with you when we come back. Father Andrew Wingate's website, trumpetersmission.com. You can reach him by email that way as well. Very prophetic. Very prophetic. What he says may scare you, but he doesn't hold back. Let's take your phone calls with him. He's the first of our trilogy guests, so we've just got him for another half hour. I'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Well, next hour, with our second trilogy guest, we talk about ghosts, orbs, shadow people. Get ready for that. But when we come back, we'll take your phone calls with Father Andrew Wingate on Coast to Coast AM. Dan, welcome back to Coast to Coast with Father Andrew Wingate. We're going to take your phone calls as well. Father, you ready for some calls?
I'm here.
Let us go, first of all, to Willie in Pawling, New York, first-time caller. Willie, thanks for calling.
Thank you, George. I'm a huge fan, and I want to give two predictions, one for you.
Okay.
First of all, You will be amazed. I know your show has been out for a while, but I've been hooked for 2 months. I started listening during a blackout. Now I'm hooked. But you are going to be amazed at how many shows are going to try to copy you in the future. And they're not going to be successful because everybody's going to say, this guy's copying Coast to Coast AM. And the second prediction, I wanted to tell you, I did have a few come true in my life. And strange things. You know, I just say stuff at random and it would happen. So, Father Wingate, I do believe you are absolutely correct about these troops and people not knowing what's going on. But one of the ways that they are going to have this happen is all these tractor trailers that contain crap from China. One day, they're going to actually contain soldiers. And they're going to distribute these things all across the country. And they're going to just look like abandoned tractor trailers here and there. And at a certain time, these doors are going to open. And all hell is going to break loose. And I wanted to thank you for that. And have a good night.
All right. Your reaction to that, Father?
The Chinese are going to come, but they'll... not like that. They're, I don't see it that way, but they're coming.
What?
Our government is so stupid for continuing up with its relations with China right now.
I mean, look what they just did with our ship out there in the South Pacific Seas, the China Sea.
They were challenging our ship, and. Did you know that the Soviet Union has three times a week since Obama became president tried to sneak its bombers into our airspace?
Yep, absolutely. And you still call it the Soviet Union because you don't think it's broken up.
Well,
generally.
I refer to it that way so that people understand I'm referring to the fact that communism is still alive.
Still alive. Okay. Salt Lake City, Utah. Zach, west of the Rockies. Hi, Zach. Go ahead.
Hi, George. I just want to say I'm a big fan of yours.
Thanks,
I've been listening to you for about 3 years now.
Good to have you aboard.
What's that?
Good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you. And it's good to hear you, Father Wingate.
Thank you.
Well, first off, I just want to say that I do agree with you that being the best person you can be is really the only way to try and get rid of some of the evil in this world. But I just have one thing to say about abortion, and that's how is that? I have a question. How is that one of the great atrocities of our time? I mean, when a mother gets raped and she can't support a child. And she has no way of taking care of that child, and that seems like the best option. Why should she have to go through the pain and hardship of a pregnancy when she doesn't have to?
Well, that child isn't guilty of anything. Why are you punishing that child by killing it?
It's a horrible situation.
Yeah, it is.
It's almost like it's no win for anybody.
That's right, and two wrongs don't make a right.
And an emotional one is best.
Many terrible, terrible situations, but we can't turn around and say, well, let's sacrifice them because it's a bad situation. Sorry.
Alexandria, Louisiana, Cornelius, wildcard line. Go ahead.
Hello, George, and Father Wingate, God bless y'all, and God bless your call screener, Mr. Tom. My question is, I wanted... like these chips they're going to install in us eventually. You think that's part of the Antichrist program also?
Interesting
question. And I'll take my question off here.
Okay.
Yeah. I see the chip actually being enforced about a year and a half after the invasion.
They will come up with a reason why everyone will need this chip.
Yes. The reason is that when the Antichrist, as I was saying a while ago, he assassinates the majority of the world leaders, he will begin his liquidation. Of massive populations, his genocide. And
could come through a virus. You know, they just had a screw up over the bird flu virus with a human strain.
I mean, and they're also and so we're also talking about at that time we're going into a third world war. There's just a number of circumstances that at this time, as we look at it right now, it's unreasonable, because that's what makes prophecy so difficult, is because at the time the prophecy is given, it's usually impossible or unreasonable to consider it being true, because it couldn't happen, because the circumstances wouldn't allow it. That's just the whole thing, because the circumstances all change, and at that time, when the circumstances have changed, then it becomes completely reasonable, plausible, and actually happens. This is one reason why people put their guard down, because they say, no, that couldn't happen. Right now, certain things couldn't happen. Then it will happen, because circumstances will change. When people get to where we have civil unrest, they want their food, they want their fuel, they want to have their jobs, and they're not going to stand in the bread lines. And to get their food for their families, yes, they'll take that mark.
Father, what happens when we get this divide between the haves and the have-nots? And that could happen.
Yes, it'll happen. What happens is then the ones who have will be the ones who have sold their souls. Because the only way they will have it is because they have taken the mark. Those who have not, they will survive because they've got trust and faith in God. If their faith is true, God will lead them the way he wants. Not everyone is meant to live through all this.
Well, give me this. Here's an example. They come up to us, and they say, beginning June 1st, we're going to a cashless society. There's just too much drug deals going on. We're going cashless.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to do that, to buy goods and services, and your bank account, of course, is a pure number as it is, we're going to have to implant a chip. We have this special chip. We're just going to put it right there in your hand, and you won't even see it. You won't even feel it. You just wave it over scanners wherever you go. When you bank, when you go shopping, when you buy gasoline, it's going to be very convenient. Computers will bill you. You have nothing to worry about.
You won't be able to have your radio program without it.
Everybody will need this. How do you say no to that, Father?
Conscience. People have to stop and think and say to themselves, do I really believe this is part of the mark of the beast? Do I really believe it? And they will say, no, man, no, this is just economics. This isn't any.
Do you think, let's say they passed a law for this, and that's the route they would have to take. Do you think if Americans said in mass, I'm talking about by the millions, I'm not going to get chipped, we can win? We can defeat that?
Yes. No. Defeat it, no. Delay it, yes.
You think it's inevitable?
Yes, because it is part of the fulfillment of what evil's going to do. It's part of evil's plan. You know, there's two books that Nostradamus wrote. The book that is published and used right now, that reading the stanzas, is a book that lists all the evil that's going to be done by the various antichrists. There is another book that he wrote, of which historians have. The book was heavily damaged in the fireplace when Nostradamus tried to destroy the two books. That book has all the solutions for fighting the evil and all those things. That book has not been published, so people aren't seeing the other side of the program. People aren't stopping and going back and saying, okay, here were the secrets of Fatima. They spoke about communism. They spoke about all these other things that have come true. And here are the other events that still have not yet occurred. We still haven't had the fulfillment of the prophecies of the vanishing of nations, just evaporating in moments. So there's several of these prophecies that have to come true. Otherwise, it's all bungus.
Let's go to Bay City, Michigan, east of the Rockies. Mike, your question.
Yes, hi, George. Hi. I'm a first-time caller, and I just want you to know I've listened to your show, and I really enjoy it.
Thank you, Michael.
One thing I wanted to comment to Father Watergate, right?
Wingate, not Watergate.
Wingate. Sorry, Watergate. I was thinking Nixon for a second. Sorry about that. Wingate. I really have to agree on the one thing about, you know, I don't think people really realize it, you know, or not, but like in the Old Testament, when the Israelites, they complained for quail, they complained for, you know, for meat, and God gave them exactly what they wanted, you know, and in this, I believe, regardless of what people really realize it or not, they're getting exactly what they wanted, you know, with the new president, you know, and you get some, you know, and especially with, you know, a lot of the evangelicals that, I'm a Christian myself, I didn't vote for the guy, you know, but a lot of them that pretty much shook hands with the devil and thought they were going to get a good bargain out of it. You know, you can't go around life doing that.
It's like the people cried out to Isaiah asking him, why is this happening to us? And he said, God let you go on this road. And he's letting you go to your perdition. He let you do it. This is where people forget. We have a free will. We have a free will individually and collectively. When we choose evil for ourselves individually, we have the individual consequences for it. When we choose evil collectively, either through omission or through direct action, we still are going to have it. Remember I was telling you about how every time our government does something that's immoral, within 10 to 14 days, we usually have a major catastrophe in the United States.
That's true.
All right.
Strange as it seems.
Right. Now, Obama has not yet signed the executive order directing the government to pay for that stem cell research. As soon as he does, I believe that that should continue. In the past, when the government has done certain things, bang, here came the different chastisements.
You have scary prophecies, Father. There's no doubt.
No, they're not mine. No. My gosh, it's not mine. It's the America's prophecies. It's America's choice. The collective free will chooses to go. I'm living in a community. I'm staying out here in the country. I'm going to stay here while evil's going around and doing its mess. I'm staying here with our people, and we're going to stay here and keep praying for everybody else.
You're not going to head for the hills.
No. Well, we are in the hills, and we're staying here.
Let's go.
And this is something, you know, I've tried to tell people. You know, you want to stay out there, fine. Or you can try to live together in hideaway places, in refuges, and you can live a life of charity there collectively with other people who agree and think the same way as you, and consecrate yourself to God and pray and beg him to save and redeem these other people. And he will. And at the same time, he will preserve you. History is so full of these instances where when individuals would do this sort of thing, an invading army or an enemy or whatever would just bypass them. You know, it's like, remember, like the two Hiroshima and Nagasaki, we've talked about it before, when the bomb was dropped. At Ground Zero in both places, there was a home that was completely untouched by the bomb because the people were there following the instructions from the Blessed Virgin and praying for all of those who were going to die. And they had been told to do this 6 months before the bomb was dropped. So this is not my prediction. This is America's prediction. We have collectively chosen to go on a path of perdition. Spain is doing theirs. France is doing theirs. Canada is doing theirs. And Mexico's in the middle of theirs. And all of this is going to boil and boil until the Antichrist raises up and says, now I got you cooked like I want you. And now we're going to do it my way. And then people will panic, and they'll start running for it. Maitreya has already decided that the Christians and the world have to be removed, especially the Catholics. He says they are the rats of society. I saw in a vision one time people, the telephone poles down the highways had whole families hanging on them. Whole families being hung or crucified on these telephone poles. And I asked heaven, is this what will happen, could happen, or might happen? And heaven said, in many places around the world, this is absolutely what will happen. The streets will be lined with the people being put to death. And we're only at the entrance of it right now. Our country is only at the very entrance of all this happening. I told people, we will sink one of our own huge warships. Everybody says, no, it can't happen. Well, it did happen. They didn't have the people die on it because this ship that was sunk is only a warning to let people know the circumstance will come when not only will we sink one of our ships, we will kill all of its sailors.
Yeah, that was an old warship they took out of commission, but you did say that.
That was USS America.
Yeah.
It was an aircraft carrier. And coincidentally, the America. And I keep trying to tell people, you know, I'm at the point where I'm blue in the face. I've been saying all of these things since 1982.
You ever get people so upset they want to hit the father? I mean, do they really get that upset with you?
Well, no. No, I don't think it's that I'm the one that's upset. I'm the one that's blue in the face because I can't understand why people consider themselves so perfect and so good that there is nothing that they need to change in their lives or help anyone else change. What they could do to help stop drug abuse in their town, what they could do to help stop alcoholism in their families, what they could do to these other things. You know, people are so full of pride that they really feel that, no, it doesn't concern me. I'm not my brother's keeper. And we are each other's keepers. We are. And people have to understand this and realize that God made us to love him.
We're going to watch these events, Father, very closely. Last time you were on was back in 2005, and many of these events you talked about, as wild as they sounded, many of them did come true. The website of Father Andrew Wingate, trumpetersmission.com. Now, tonight is Trilogy Night on Coast to Coast. Up next, our second guest, as we talk about orbs, ghosts, and shadow people on Coast to Coast AM.